fighting for America.
Washington, D.C. has never been more divided, more dysfunctional, or less productive than it's been in the last 6 years under President Barack Obama.
Fighting for Idaho.
It's currently an open season against Islam, Muslims in Washington, Muslims in the general media, dehumanizing Muslims in movies like American Sniper.
Fighting for you.
He didn't want handouts. He didn't want anyone to feel sorry for him. Ryan and Job were just grateful and gracious, just an exceptional human being. I think we should all try to emulate Ryan's faith and hard work. He's just a great guy.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. As we were talking about, Eric Holder has an issue with Fox News.
More time. Talking about what do you call it as opposed to what do you do about it, you know? I mean, really, you know, if Fox didn't talk about this, they'd have nothing else to talk about, it would seem to me. You know, radical Islam, Islamic extremism, you know, I'm not sure an awful lot is gained by saying that. The terminology has, it seems to me, little or no impact on what ultimately we have to do.
There you have it. It's about the terminology. It's about Fox News. Have you ever noticed, it seems to me, you know, it's kind of like people at work. It's never their fault when something bad happens. You know, people make mistakes. What's the toughest thing to do when you're late for work? You're late for a meeting. And by the way, isn't late like the new on time? I find myself doing it all the time. I mean, if you can come to a meeting early, do you know how much you stand out in today's world? Just my opinion. But here you have Eric Holder, just like the president. It's never anybody's fault in the administration. It's never their fault that ISIS is killing people and laughing at us. It's, well, it's Fox News' fault for calling them terrorists. How big of a joke is it, a sad, tragic joke, that we have the administration not even calling them radical Islamic terrorists? The administration itself afraid to take a stand. Scary things, scary times in the world that we live in today. That the administration can't even say Christians, right? Think about that for a minute. Think about that in the world that we live in today. Think about the president now needs to go to Congress to battle ISIS. But the president had no problem breaking the law, according to a federal judge. According to a federal judge who blocked the president's executive order on immigration, right? Now they're attacking the judge, calling him an extremist, saying that we're all racist because people that have broken the law cannot get the same rights as people that have not broken the law. Let's get some background here, right? At 580KIDO. Let's delve into this immigration issue and figure out what's next.
The president says his executive actions on immigration are legal and will prevail.
I'm confident that it is well within my authority.
A federal judge in Texas ruled the Obama administration overstepped its authority, agreeing with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who filed suit on behalf of his and more than two dozen other states.
He violated the Constitution and violated federal law.
House Republicans passed legislation that will defund the Homeland Security Department unless the president's immigration policies are rolled back. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
580KIDO. So the president, I mean, how embarrassing. And just little old us here in Idaho will be the only ones that bring this out. How embarrassing it is that
I'm a constitutional attorney. I went to Harvard. I'm a smart guy. I know everything.
Is slapped down by a federal judge. Now, our great community organizer, constitutional professor, had this reaction.
This is not the first time where a lower court judge has blocked something or attempted to block something that ultimately was shown to be lawful. And I'm confident that it is well within my authority and the tradition of the executive branch's prosecutorial discretion to execute this policy.
Right. It's never been done before. The president just saying, I don't need Congress. I don't need anybody. I have a pen and paper. I'm going to do this. I thought you knew the Constitution. Didn't we hire a smart guy? Wasn't Bush a dummy? We hired Mr. Brilliant that had to be smacked. By the way, it's funny. You notice this with the progressives and the libs and the people that watch the 50 Shades of Grey, that when someone shoots down something they disagree with, well, the judge is an idiot. The judge is an extremist. On the other hand, when constitutional amendments to protect marriage get shot down, those judges are hailed as innovators, right?
I disagree with the Texas judge's ruling, and the Justice Department will appeal.
There you have it. Where's Janet Reno when you need it? By the way, here's Representative Ruben Gallego, who yells at the judge.
This judge is known as an extremist judge. He has been consistently overturned in the past. So do not at any point believe that we are not going to have success in terms of overturning it.
Right. What about it being illegal? You heard earlier from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Now, the Idaho connection is Idaho is one of the states represented in this lawsuit that said, look, if you legalize the illegals, how are we going to pay for it? Oh, by the way, it's an unfunded mandate from the president.
We must do what the federal government has failed to do. We must secure our border.
I'd be in favor of securing our border against Oregon, wouldn't you?
The very last lawsuit that I filed as Attorney General was a lawsuit to stop President Obama's lawless executive action. I'm proud to report that late last night, a federal judge halted the president's executive action plan.
And by the way, the Idaho connection at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is that we were one of the plaintiffs in that lawsuit. By the way, what's the reaction here? What does it mean for us here in the Gem State at 580-5436? Do you see your schools, your businesses being overrun? Is it bad to say, I'm sorry, you're not here legally, you got to go? Folks at Channel 7 took a look at this. Let's see what they found out.
Today, but supporters of Obama's immigration plan are still hopeful. That includes a local nonprofit that advocates for Idaho immigrants.
Employees at the Idaho Community Action Network have been spending a lot of time on the phone.
Hola, Vicente, ¿cómo le va?
They're fielding questions about a Texas judge's recent ruling temporarily blocking President Obama's executive action on immigration.
It's not a surprise, but it is a disappointment.
Obama's policy would have granted legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants, allowing them to get driver's licenses, work permits, and other government benefits. ICANN organizing director Krista Bustamante says that includes tens of thousands in Idaho.
These are people we're talking about. These are families that are citizen, that we have citizen children that are being ripped apart from their moms and dads. Really, this is a matter of family, making sure that family.
Now, do you know of anybody that's being ripped apart? You know, it really comes down to, I think, the rule of law, right?
Stay together.
Idaho is one of 26 states involved in the lawsuit filed against the president last December. The plaintiffs argue that Obama's immigration actions violated his constitutional responsibility to, quote, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Governor Otter issued a statement today praising the judge's ruling, saying Idaho and other states now will get our day in court to stop President Obama from granting amnesty to illegal aliens. Congressman Raul Labrador also addressed the ruling, adding the president's actions are illegal because he failed to comply with the basic requirements for notice and comment under the Administrative Procedure Act. I'm pleased Judge Hannon agrees. But Bustamante believes this is just a setback.
Feel confident that the administration has sound legal standing for this to continue.
ICANN is planning a meeting this Thursday to answer the community's questions about the ruling. It will be held at the Nampa Hispanic Cultural Center.
No, it's not really the community that has any questions. It's the people that are breaking the law, right? I mean, it's just you and me hanging out in your car, at home, at work, at 580-5436. And if you believe that people that are here, that have lived here, should have the same rights as you, should get federal benefits as you, I'd love to hear from you. We all want to give people breaks. But, I mean, even in the report, the lady's not even speaking English. So how can you be part of something? Remember when you joined, let's say, a group? And what did you have to do to join that group? And we're talking about a social club. It was you had to conform. Maybe it was a sports team. You had to listen to the coach. You had to be a member of the team. So simplifying this, what does it say about people that come here? Not saying they're not hardworking, but they don't want to assimilate. In fact, it amazes me when people say, well, if you speak Spanish or you speak whatever, you got the job, because we have a lot of people that don't speak English. To me, my own personal opinion, I find it very insulting. And when you look at Jeff Sessions talking about how many jobs are going to be lost, and then you have the issue of, you know, I applaud Governor Otter for talking about this. I applaud the governor. He did a great thing. You know, you can criticize him all you want, but on the issue of protecting traditional family values, I think that the governor is outstanding. I think he's outstanding on this issue. You know, I go back to this point, though. Now, where's the opposition? I believe that you're the opposition. It's you and me. That's it. And we could rail about the other side. We're the other side. We're the line. And how do we send a message? Hey, thank you, Governor Otter. Thank you for stopping this. Thank you, Lawrence Wasdin, for joining this lawsuit. And it's interesting how casual this woman dismisses federal law, because she apparently doesn't know the Constitution. And, you know, you look at this report and, it's just a bump in the road. No, when a federal judge says no to the president of the United States because he's exceeded his authority, by the way, where are our folks in Congress? Sure, they can issue blanket statements and glowing articles by liberal Juan Williams, but where's our Congress holding this guy accountable? Well, they're afraid. But one thing I give pro-life is he calls it like he sees it, and he calls people a bunch of wimps. When you have a president who clearly is doing whatever he wants and our folks in Congress not doing a thing about it. Let's start with Kevin in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, how you doing, Kev?
Good.
All I got to say is, you know, first off, we're all immigrants. You know, we all came here illegally in the first place. Second of all is, how are they going to overrun the schools? Because they're already here. They're already going to our schools. They're not taking any jobs that we want. Most of them are migrant workers working in the fields, which most Americans don't want to do. You know, and I don't understand why this is such a big issue, where it's bigger than, didn't Bush do the same thing when he sent troops to Iraq?
You lost me.
Where did I lose you?
Well, your talking points that we've all come here illegally and that Bush sent people to Iraq. Bush got approval from Congress to do that.
No, he sent them over there and then informed Congress after the fact.
No, I remember he made the plea to Congress and you had Hillary Clinton and John Edwards voting for it.
Well, I disagree.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, and your point is, and your point is that we're all illegal aliens.
Well, I mean, we're all immigrants. We all came here on the boats, not us personally, but our ancestors.
Sure, you know. But a lot of people went through Ellis Island and legally.
Right.
Is there a
not
difference?
Not at first.
Well, they didn't have an immigration thing in colonial times, Kev.
Right.
Well,
but here's the thing: is they've been here for years. I think we should go ahead and it wouldn't be hard to recognize the criminal element of the illegals and deport them.
Right, but, right. Well, you know, and then you're going to get profiling. Kev, I got to run, but keep listening. I'm sure people will react to your points, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Kev. Don't be a stranger. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll take your phone calls next. Let's get you to traffic now.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
The federal government has failed to do, we must secure our border.
Let's get back to your phone calls. If you're just tuning in, legal versus illegal immigration here in Idaho. We just had a gentleman call in that said we're all immigrants, and Bush did the same thing. Mike in Caldwell, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Yeah, you said, excuse me, you said you hadn't heard of any families being torn apart. I know from firsthand experience a man who was brought here when he was 7 years old by his parents. He's 32 now. They told him he had to go back to Mexico for a week, get a physical, they'll investigate him, and then he can come back with his green card and stuff. His wife and two kids are American citizens. He's been down there since September. They got a letter saying he can't come back. He's never done anything wrong. The only excuse they had is he had two tattoos on his arms. If you think the Mexican people are going to trust this amnesty thing, it's only good for, as far as I understand, it's only good for 3 or 4 years, and then they have to reapply. Well, they're not going to come out of the woodwork to apply for that because of this kind of a thing. I think everybody's pretty naive about all of this immigration deal, as far as people that have been here a while.
Well, what's your take on it, though? I mean, I don't want to overtalk you, sir. So what's your take on these guys getting Social Security numbers and benefits and eventually voting?
That's about their only option, especially when this person I'm talking about, that's the only way he could do it. He did, however, never get a driver's license because he thought that was wrong, though I know of a lot of Mexican people that go to other states and get them. But it's the only way they can operate. I mean, they get stopped. He was stopped several times, and they put him in jail, let him go. A couple of times, the officer just let him go. A lot of this just doesn't make any sense. Some of these people have been here a long, long time. Like this guy I'm talking about, he knew nothing about Mexico. And yet he's down there now.
Right.
It'd be like if they took you and down there. I don't understand how.
I don't know. They couldn't take me because I was born here.
Individual and keep him away from his wife and two little kids.
Well, they could move to Mexico.
Right. Yeah, they sure could.
I mean, they could. They could move there. Mike, I apologize. I got to run quickly to John. Good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller. Hello, John.
Hello, Kevin. I just had a couple of comments. One was about the gas tax, the proposed gas tax, and I heard Tea Party Bob on the air yesterday talking about, you know, how a road was tore up when it really didn't need to be. I don't know anything about that, but here's my thing. You know, I mean, I think there could be some validity to that argument because If they want to increase the gas tax, then I want the legislature or whoever's wanting to do that to show me exactly, you know, why that money's needed and exactly how it's going to be used. I want to know the processes involved in improving the roads so that I know that they're using money, the taxes they get wisely and not wasting it. You know, and when government's involved, there's going to be waste. There always is. And so what we need is maybe a citizen advisory panel that, you know, the legislature wants to increase taxes. Well, I want to know where every dime's going, every last cent, exactly, and why it's needed. You know, they got to make the sale on why they need that money. And they don't, they usually don't do that. And, okay, so that's that issue. Now, the other issue I wanted to mention is Eric Holder's comment about the fact that conservatives want the administration to, you know, to call Islamic terrorism what it is. And, you know, call a spade. They don't want to do that. Instead, Eric Holder says, you know, well, I'm not so worried about defining it. We want to figure out what to do about it. Well, if you can't define it, how are you going to do anything about it?
No, that's a great point, John. Thank you for the call. Roger in Caldwell with Kevin Miller. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I've got a situation. Help me out with it, if you would.
Sure.
About 9 or 10 years ago, my family fell upon really hard, serious times. So what I did is I went out and robbed two banks. Now, this is 9 or 10 years ago. I've been a hard worker ever since, and I'm even putting money in the bank to try to pay them back. So if I come forth out of the shadows, do you think I'll be forgiven for that?
Sure. Just step right here, sir. This is, come here, Roger. We've got a little cell for you. It's not really a cell. It's a nice room with bars on it.
Well, but wait, I've been a hard worker ever since, and I only did it once, or twice, I guess. You understand where I'm going with this, don't you, Kevin?
Point well taken, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Roger. Judy in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Whoops, sorry. Judy?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Well, as far as calling you a sir when you're a ma'am, I'm doing okay. But...
Kevin, I forgive you.
Thank you.
We love you. Okay. I just wanted to counter, I think that other guy's name was Kevin. I'm not positive. That I talked about all these immigrants that come in illegally. I'd like to just tell you about an immigrant that I know very well. He's my husband. And he first came to this country. He's an old man now, but he first came to this country in about 50 or 51 on a work visa because he was training our diesel mechanics. And at the end of 6 months on that work visa, he had to leave. He didn't want to leave, but he had to leave. He went back to Germany, and in order to come back in on a, I guess they call it a green card, on a resident visa, he would have had to have, even at that time, $10,000 or $15,000 and a sponsor. Well, he didn't have that. So what he did was he went into the French Foreign Legion for 5.5 years, and he got the money. Then he came back into this country. He did not come in illegally. He met every bit of the law and what the Constitution states, and he is very resentful, Kevin, about all these illegals that have been coming in for about the last 20, 30 years, and that it goes completely against what the Constitution states. And somehow the politicians today look the other way and they say, well, you know, shrug their shoulders, it's okay, because it's going to make a lot of votes for the Democrats. And people like my husband, who met every bit of the law, they are very resentful of this.
Judy, thank you for your story, and tell your husband hello. Thank you, ma'am.
Sure will. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Your call's next. More on this in a minute. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
New. I'm confident that
It is well within my authority.
Republican attacks like this lawsuit do not scare us. They focus our resolve to make these programs even more successful. This temporary injunction is a sad attempt to preserve the pain and suffering that some would have be the status quo for our families.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And we're talking about immigration today in Idaho. So much for the amnesty. Judge says, sorry, Mr. President, you can't make up the rules as you go. Back to your phone calls. We go to Liberal Steve at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hey, buenos dias, KIDO. Here's the scoop, man. Number one, these are Christians coming across the border. Most South Americans are good Christians, period. They honor Jesus Christ, and you always see South Americans with his mother, the Virgin, giving birth. These are good people. The majority are very good people. And everywhere I go, I've been out the last 3 weeks, everywhere I go, and Kevin Miller, you have to say this also. You have a complex that was built not more than 300, 400 feet from the corner of your studio across the street, and you drove by it every day. What did you see out there doing the grunt work? What did you see, Kevin?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You saw South Americans. You saw people of Mexican descent.
I don't know that.
Oh, they were
all
over.
Did you go talk
like
to them?
Bees. And I can take you today.
Well, look at you know, let me just say how ridiculous your argument is. They were rebuilding a stadium. I won't say which state. The INS actually showed up, or the cops did, and 3/4 of the site left.
Well, yeah.
And then you have people that are. Then you have people that are here illegally, that don't have driver's license, that don't have insurance, that hurt, kill, and maim Americans by getting into car accidents.
So what?
Well, if you're here illegally, where's the respect
on the planet?
Where's the respect for the law?
And now let's jump ship. What's with this Islam stuff? This is never going to go away, and to keep blaming the president that we don't have troops over there. When they parade these people that they catch down the street in their little Toyota pickups. And what's with all the Toyota pickups over there? The people are in the streets cheering, their arms in the air. And this is ISIS going down the middle of the street. So how are you ever going to stop that when they have
a lot
of people?
It's called the 82nd Airborne.
Yeah,
it's called the
right.
101st Screaming Eagles.
Yeah, right. Why should we have to do it? It's their country.
Nobody else will. You want them over here?
Change it. Let their people change it. And we're not going to have them over here.
Yes, we will.
Oh, no. No.
They're already here,
Bucky. There's a little pop here, a little pop there, but nothing like, they're gonna start taking people out into the BSU stadium and beheading them?
Anything else?
Well, I'm saying all this is just a joke.
Anything
else?
Let
the world run the world. Islam's not going away. Christianity's not
one more time. Are we done?
But I'm saying let the illegals become legal.
Fair enough. Mike in Ontario with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Mike.
I completely disagree with that knothead. I was a smoke jumper for 4 years before the Army took me, and I ended up in Army Intelligence and Special Forces, so 2 years. But I'm a disabled Vietnam-era veteran, and I can't even get close to the benefits that these illegals get here in Oregon. And I completely disagree. I think that they all ought to be deported, and let them come in legally. They just don't do that. But over here...
Well, if you recall, Eisenhower did that.
Over here in... My dad's first cousin's wife, Ruth Buckton Sarah, was on Eisenhower's staff. But over here, the fields that come around my house... The people come out and work those fields are driving cars that are a lot newer than mine. And they're getting paid. They're getting good money. But I don't think they ought to give them anything unless they come in legally.
Thank you for your service. You're a high-speed guy. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Matt in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Matt.
Listen, I'm an immigration and criminal defense attorney here in Nampa, Idaho. I practice a lot in Canyon County, and a good portion of my clients are undocumented. And I am fiscally conservative. I vote Republican many times. In fact, in every presidential election since I've been able to vote, I have. However, I think that the Republicans are on the wrong side here, and I'll tell you why. Before I say that, I want to say that I make a lot of money defending people who don't have driver's licenses, who aren't here lawfully, and saying this is against my own financial interests. But that should give you an idea of how heartfelt it is. Every day I see thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars go down the toilet in our state court systems just prosecuting folks who don't have driver's licenses because they can't get driver's licenses. The federal government's not going to deport them. They're going to be here, and yet we won't give them a driver's license, which means oftentimes they don't take driver's training. They don't get insurance. They hit people on our roadways, and we're left holding the bag, paying the bill. And I can't for the life of me understand why we'd want to spend all of these dollars on public defenders, on prosecutors, on court time, and for what? To do what? To prosecute people who would otherwise obey the law? I just don't understand it. And then couple that with the fact that none of them can get insurance because they don't have driver's licenses. And then the financial impact that has on the citizens of the state of Idaho, I don't understand why we wouldn't want to just allow those folks to drive legally. If the federal government's not going to deport them,
why not let them
participate?
Matt, we're going to get folks reacting to your statement. Would you drop me an email, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, because I'd like to talk to you further when we have more time, sir.
You bet.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt, bringing up a good point, and Kevin at KIDOAM.com will have more of his talk. Your reaction to what Matt said, we go to Matt in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Living the dream, the American dream.
Oh, well, good deal. I just wanted to chime in on that lady that was talking about that 32-year-old man that had to go to Mexico after being here since he was 7.
Yes.
Her comment that he never did anything, never committed a crime. In the United States of America, pretty much 18 years old, you become an adult. So for 14 years, 365 days a year, he was committing a crime. He was here illegally, and when he went back to Mexico, that's where he should be. If he's going to be down here, he did commit crimes. He should come here legally. I mean, it's pretty simple. That's just how it is.
Matt, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Your call is coming up next. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic now. Good morning.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, let's continue on here quickly to get to your calls. Randy in Jerome, good morning.
Good morning. The way I understand the law, the codified law, whether it's federal code or state code, is that even though a law may be inconvenient or that it may not be totally agreed that it's by everybody, that it's a good law, they're still bound by social contract to obey those laws until they're changed. I don't see why, if it comes down to a general agreement that the laws are no longer valid because people don't agree to the social contract, then this country may begin to represent an image of a lot of places where these other nationalities come from, which is lawless and based on status and power and
that's
who you know.
Right, and that's not America. Randy, thank you. Robert in Caldwell with Kevin Miller. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Robert Vasquez. As you may recall, I was commissioner in Canyon County for a while. During that time, I did address the issue of illegal aliens. And it's curious to me that here it is, what, 7-8 years later, and there are elected officials who are still using the 12 million illegal alien figure, either for political expediency or simply to deceive the public.
Hey, Robert, we're out of time. Can you drop me an email? But I know all about you, sir, and your great work. So if you drop me an email, we'll get you on and have more time for you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, please drop me an email, kevin@kidoam.com. Time for traffic now, and we'll continue this discussion coming up tomorrow. Don't forget Glenn Beck, Dave Ramsey, Sean Hannity right here. We appreciate you listening. Let's keep it alive. Remember, we are the opposition. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.